You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the warm, cozy theaters this weekend, here are some films you might enjoy. Sometimes, even though a movie is reviewing well and probably pretty decent, it sounds ridiculous. And that is the case for The Monkey, which opens wide February 21st. I'm paraphrasing, but the logline is twin brothers find a wind-up monkey that causes a killing spree, and then 25 years later, it starts a new killing spree as they try to stop it. A wind-up monkey, not even a real monkey. The other film opening in wide release is The Unbreakable Boy, a family film about a child with autism and a bone disorder. If you're not up for braving the cold and feel like sitting home, check out Sly Lives, a new documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Social media users, including myself, are in a lather over it, and it is pulling a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a built-in, fantastic soundtrack and all the other fun stuff you'd expect from a solid rock and roll documentary. Let's go to the movies. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts.
The third season of White Lotus
has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest four times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.